Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Events coming up on the calendar starting tonight.
Yes, the District Attorney's Office is hosting the Tree of Angels tonight at 7 p.m. at First United Methodist Church, which is located at 506 East 28th Street. And what it is a support for victims of violent crimes. So if you're a friend or family member, a victim or survivor, please join us. And you can place an angel on the tree in honor of a victim or memory of a victim. And if you want more information on that, you can call Melissa Carter with the DA's office at 361-4318.
Meantime, the Blue Christmas activities continue.
Yes. As always, we will have our Blue Angel Tree in the PD lobby 24/7, unless we are at several different locations. We were at Walmart this past Saturday and had a great response. People took a couple of the angels off the tree, and then some people who, you know, would rather donated money to us, which allowed us to go shopping for some of those angels that we had on the tree. And it was a great turnout, and we will be there again this Saturday from 8 o'clock to 2 p.m. So we'll be inside the Walmart. So if you're going to go shopping for Christmas stuff, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone, take an angel, or give us, you know, a monetary donation, and we'll do the shopping for you. We're also going to be at Holiday Magic this Thursday, December 5th, from 5:30 to 8:30. I want to remind everyone there's a free shuttle from Blend between the hours of 5 and 9. It's going to be at Sue Haswell Park. They have a real snow hill, pictures with Santa, pictures with the elf on the shelf, train rides, bounce houses, games, and such. And then also, like I said, our angel tree will be under the pavilion at Sue Haswell Park Thursday. We are also going to be at First Friday at the Palace Theater. We'll probably be inside due to the weather because I think it's supposed to be raining and cold. So we will probably be inside the Palace Theater where the local high school bands or choirs are going to be singing. There's a lot of other things going on First Friday. They're having the movie Rise of the Guardians over there at Sale Park starting at 7. They're having a free concert at the Grand Stafford at 8, an ugly shirt or ugly sweater contest at the Queen. All you got to do is just go by anytime during First Friday, get your picture taken. They're going to post them on Facebook and vote on it. And then also all the businesses down there are participating in a decoration contest. So their windows are going to be decorated. They're going to have Christmas trees up and decorated. So it'll be a good Christmas feel downtown.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. In a related note, we've now been through the opening weekend of shopping, whether you've done it in person or online, but we can still take a minute or two to remind folks about shopping safely.
Yes, definitely. Those of us who avoided the Black Friday sales still have some Christmas shopping to do. So make sure you park in well-lit areas. Shop with someone. I mean, there's always safety in numbers. If you're shopping with a large amount of cash, make sure you separate that out. You know, put some in your purse, put some in your pocket, put some in your shoe, you know, wherever. You don't want to store it in one spot. Never, for you ladies, never leave your purse unattended in the shopping cart. You know, always keep it with you. We do get several reports where someone just walks by and takes it out of the cart, so be careful about that. Then also, after you make your purchases, keep the receipts separate from the merchandise, because if they take your merchandise and the receipt is in it, then that makes it easier for them to return that item and get the cash back. Always have your keys ready when you're going out to your vehicle, because a lot of our criminal element will look for those people who are distracted, you know, looking in your purse, dealing with kids, you know, so you want to make sure that you're ready when you walk out the door. And store all your purchases in your trunk or out of sight, whether you have to cover it with a blanket or whatever, because whatever they can see is what they're going to try and take. And always pay attention to your surroundings and lock your vehicle.
Away from the holiday hustle and bustle continues to be police work, and you issued a news release this afternoon about an arrest of a case that took place this spring.
Yesterday, we charged Isaiah Young Jr., age 54, with aggravated kidnapping and improper photography of a 17-year-old male. The incident had actually occurred on March 23rd of this year. The report was made to us on March 25th, where the male advised that he was taken by gunpoint to a secluded area, and the suspect had taken photos of him, but he then later returned him to that general vicinity where he picked him up at. At the time, we did not have enough information on the suspect to lead to his identity, but after the College Station arrested Isaiah Young on their charges, we noted that there were similarities between the two cases, and we were able to obtain a warrant on Isaiah Young in this case.
And then wrapping up with the locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we ask you to slow down all over town, especially with the congested roadways on the Christmas holidays. But we will be enforcing traffic in the 400 to 1300 block of East WJB, which is 35 miles an hour, which is between Texas Avenue and Coulter, right there by Sioux Haswell Park, where Holiday Magic will be taking place. And we will also be enforcing traffic in the 1400 to 1800 block of East MLK, which is 30 miles per hour near Waco Street.